This is Coastal Connection, or Spotlight on the Community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we're happy to have Ellen Straub and Brooke Bayer of Palm Bay High School. We have Pooja Shaw and Anna Osborne and Emma Wellman from the West Melbourne School Sciences. Dr. Lauren Toth, a research scientist here at Florida Tech, and Philip Gravenese, a doctoral graduate student in the biology department. And they're all here today as the culmination of a six-month project, the Beneath the Waves film competition, Making Ripples. And these are the winners. Let's start out. Tell us a little bit about the competition.
The Beneath the Waves Film Festival has been going on for 4 years now. It's a festival that was started by graduate students at the University of Miami, and their goal was really to do something that was going to excite the general public about marine science, a way of getting marine science research out there.
And help raise awareness for the Indian River Lagoon. We thought that this would be a great way for students to serve as a voice for what's happening in and around our community.
And today we have the winners of this competition in the studio. They were in the scientific message category. We have the high school winners and the middle school winners. Okay, Ellen, we're going to start with you guys. Your team, what was the name of your film?
Our film was called Development and Destruction.
And why did you enter?
We entered for a high school project, and we chose this topic because the beach and the river are both close to home. So it has both a great commercial value and like beautiful natural resources and affects a lot of people and marine organisms.
And Brooke and I have been making videos together since we were little kids. So I was excited when I heard about this because it just seemed like a really fun challenge and I wanted to take a shot at it.
It was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. How long was the final project?
4.5 minutes long.
4.5 minutes. And it took you how long to produce that?
About 15 hours total.
Would you do it again?
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. And as winners, you get not only the glory and fame of being the winners, you also got a little bit of money and what else?
A big check, like a novelty check.
Now we go to the middle school winners, Pooja and Anna and Emma. Tell me about your project. What was your film name?
Algae Blooms in the Indian River Lagoon.
And what made you choose that topic?
Chose that topic. First of all, we had to do a project at school, and then another reason we wanted to, I guess, educate people that like algae blooms are a problem in the Indian River Lagoon. So we like divided our film into three topics, so like how they form and what causes them to form and what you could do to help prevent them.
So Emma, what did you win?
We won a check, like a novelty check, and then we also won gift card.
So are you going to make another film?
I would definitely do it again.
You would do it again? So did it take a long time to do this?
A couple weeks.
Yeah, but like we used our class time.
Okay, so what are you guys going to do when you go on to college? Are you going to go into science or the environment or filmmaking?
Definitely science and something in the medical field, maybe biomedical engineering or medical technology.
And I won't be going into a science career, but I am going to be doing something artistic. I'm planning on majoring in either architecture or industrial design.
Okay. And how about you guys? You still have a long time to decide, but what are you going to do? Pooja?
Well, I don't know for sure, but I want to be a lawyer.
A lawyer? Okay. Anna?
I'm thinking about taking a career in being a doctor.
Very good. And Emma?
I would like to do something in the medical field.
Okay, great. All right. Well, I want to thank you guys so much for coming in. Once again, this is the Youth Making Ripples Film Competition, and you can find out more about the competition and see the winning films on their website at beneaththewavesfilmfest.org.